Hey, good morning to everybody. So once again, we have a short paragraph to finish off the learning we did in Derech Hashem, and it's on page 86. It's the very last paragraph of this whole section, but I want to complete it. And then after that, we're going to move on to the Sfas Emes, and there is Sfas Emes in the back there on the table in case you didn't get one. We're going to look at the Sfas Emes on Hanukkah. And the shiur is sponsored by Tanya Schiffman in memory of her mother, her beloved mother, Esther Bat Mazal. Neshama Shirat Aliyah. Okay, we are on page 86 once again, and letter Hey. I did it. Bivichinas hahashpo hanafshis shazacharnu. Regarding the spiritual hashpa'a that Hashem emanates. Do you have it? Page 86? Yeah, okay. Last letter, hey. In the Derech Hashem. Regarding the spiritual hashpa'a that we mentioned, that God emanates into the world, because we learned that there's a physical hashpa'a, or a hashpa'a for physicality, and a hashpa'a for ruchnias. Nimsa'u od gevulim. Page 86. There are also some other parameters, bivachinas hazman vahamakam, regarding time and place, ushaar hatenoim and other conditions. Kihine chokak v'sider ha'adun baruch hu. Hashem fixed it into the world. Lihiyos nimsa umiskale, bo'itim min ho'itim. That he, Hashem, would, so to speak, be found. We would say, maybe in our language, more available, more accessible, be found, and more revealed at certain times, certain special times, bidrachim yiduim, through certain special ways. Zulas masha yiskale bo'itim acherim, in a different way than he is revealed at other times. V'chein b'makom, likewise in place, zulas ma sheyiskale b'makom acher. Different than he is revealed in one place, he will be revealed in another place. V'chol zeh b'bechinos rabos upratim, with many different variations and specifics. Mishoorim b'tachlis hadik, to carefully measured in a very exact way, by Hashem, kefi haro'i l'tikunan shel habriyos, according to that which is necessary and appropriate to be misaken, to rectify all of creation. So what is he referring to? Now he says it, ubazen nitlos kedushos hayamim v'hamakomos hakadoshim. We're talking about the holy days in the year, kedushas hazman, and the holy places in the world, like Eretz Yisroel, Yerushalayim, Har Habayis, Hakadoshim, Shebohem Yushpa'u B'nei Ha'adam Shefa Yoser Gadol, that in these places and in these times, a person receives a greater and stronger influence of Hashem's presence and His revelation. The Yikablu Yoser Ha'ora, Zakus umala, and we receive greater light, greater purity, and greater stature. Kefi ha-hadraga ha-mishoeres, according to that which is carefully measured out by Hashem in its different levels. Hadraga means different levels. And so that concludes not only this parak, but also this whole section of Chelek Beis in the Ramchal. And I'll just summarize this last paragraph for the conclusion, that we mentioned earlier there are spiritual hashpa'os in the world and physical ones. So in addition to that, there are times, which is Shabbos and Yom Tov, where Hashem is more available, nimtza, and more niskale, more revealed. So of course Hashem is always here, He's always available, God is everywhere, but there is such a concept of Kedushas Hazman, And that means that within time, Hashem is making himself more accessible, available, found. And there are levels of that too, because Shabbos is the holiest of those times, and then Yom Kippur is next, then all the other Yom Tovim after that, then Chol HaMoed, then Rosh Chodesh. And we're in the midst of one of those times, Derabbanan, which is Hanukkah. So there is a special accessibility that Hashem has in the world during those times. That's a spiritual hashpa'ah, he calls it, hashpa'ah nafshis. That's coming from somewhere, that Kedushas Hazman. It's coming from God's will to emanate into these times. And similarly, Kedushas Makom, the holiness of a place. So intrinsically, as we said, that would be Eretz Yisroel. Hashem emanates constantly to Eretz Yisroel a different level of Kedusha, hashpa'ah nafshis, than we have in Chutz La'aretz, and that goes up in levels within Eretz Yisroel. Eretz Yisroel, Yerushalayim, Har Habayis, Beis HaMikdash, Chatzer, Kodesh, Kodesh Kodesh, and those are all different levels of Hashpa'ah. You get to the holiest place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where a Kohen Gadol can only go there once a year. So here we have different hadragos of Hashem's spiritual emanation into the world. And as the Ramchal says in his Lashon, it's all according to what is needed exactly, bidikduk, for the tikkun of the brios, for the rectification of humanity, of the entire world. And we, of course, as Klal Yisrael, play a central role in that. Well, that also, I want to add to that, it's very Hanukkah related too, that the idea of Kedushas Hamakom and Kedushas Zman, some of it comes from Hashem. Shabbos comes from Hashem. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes from God. But people can create Kedushas Makom and Kedushas Hazman. So here's an example of people creating Kedushas Makom. We're in one right now. This is the Beis Midrash, Beis HaKnesses. People made this. This room is holy by definition. It's meant for davening and learning. It's Kedushas Makom in here. So when you're outside, you know, in the lobby, that's one reality. Walking through those doors into here, we're mamish in another reality. There's a different hashpa'ah nafshis that's in this room. That's man-made. Kedushas Makom, made by man. We have that ability. And Kedushas Hazman, that's Hanukkah and Purim. That the Chachamim made Hanukkah and the Chachamim made Purim. Those times were not Yom Tovim before those great events occurred in Jewish history. The Chachamim saw what was happening with their great vision, and they impressed upon reality a new Yom Tov which was not here before. So Hanukkah is a type of Kedushas Hazman, man-made, and so is Purim. So the Ramchal talks here really about holy places and holy times. He doesn't specify if he's talking about the ones made from Hashem or by man, but it sounds like he's talking about the ones made by Hashem, because he calls it hashpa'a nafshis. That comes from God. My comment at the end was just that people have the ability to go along with this and create Kedushas Makom and Kedushas Hazman. Okay, so that finishes off that section in the Ramchal. Any questions before we go on? Yeah, please, Elka.
So can you mention the about
the 25th of the Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a remez, you know. There's another remez in this week's Parsha. The Bnei Yisachar writes that when Binyamin is brought down to Yosef by the brothers, they bring him down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef sees him and he says, Elohim Yachnecha Bini. Yachnecha. The letter is Hanukkah. So that's a remez to Hanukkah. And this Parsha, which is Vayeshev, is always read on Hanukkah. Is this Vayeshev or Miketz? Sorry, Miketz. Parsha is Vayeshev and Miketz are Hanukkah Parshios. So this week, of course, Miketz is there. So there's something there. That means the Torah is letting us know, but Derech Remez, that there's something going on here, but it wasn't, so to speak, activated yet. It was there in potential, and the Chachamim activated that with their takana, that this is now Yom Tov Hanukkah.
So was it Kedushin, yes. And then it was activated.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would call it Kedusha yet. I don't know that it reached Kedusha, but there's some potential. There's potential there.
For this time. Right. Become,
right.
And it wasn't only that the Chachamim made it to
yeah.
Kana. It was that there was something.
There was something there. There's something there. But it wasn't Yom Tov. We didn't celebrate it. There was no menorah, you know, until the Nes of Hanukkah when it became officially a Yom Tov. Yeah. Yeah, please, Mrs. Klein.
This sounded very funny, but what is Hashpah?
Hashpah is either an influence or an emanation from Hashem, that God is sending something down into our world. In this case, we're talking about spiritual ones. Okay. So that concludes that, Baruch Hashem. We will continue the next couple of weeks to forge ahead in the Derech Hashem a little further into the next section, because we still have a few more classes left after today. But I wanted to focus on Hanukkah today after finishing off. If you didn't get this mimer, it's right where Sarah is sitting in the back. It's a Sfas Emes. Looks like this. There's two sides.